Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Lindsay Ostley. She is the owner and manager of Ostley's Sunnyside Acres. They have the Hops Harvest Tour coming up real soon, and we're talking about that with Lindsay today. And Lindsay, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely. We've chatted with Lindsay before about Ostley Sunnyside Acres, and they've had the Hops Tour. I believe this is going into their third year of the Hops Tour. And before we jump into that, Lindsay, tell us how you guys in the middle of North Dakota decided to plant and start harvesting hops.
My husband and I are both from North Dakota originally, but we lived in Colorado for a few years, and we sort of got into the craft beer culture when we were down there. So when we moved back to North Dakota in, I think, 2012, the microbreweries were just kind of getting started here, so we thought that was an exciting opportunity to maybe grow some hops and sell it to the local breweries. So we started out with just a few plants, and they grew well. So we decided to expand, and now we have half an acre that will be coming into maturity next year. So,
oh, wow.
It takes them about 4 years to mature. So we are harvesting, but we're not getting like a full crop yet.
Wow. So yeah, that takes a little bit of time. And we've talked about it before too, Lindsay, and I know you and Mike have been very active, participating in different, extension agencies, talks and ag talks around the state about hops and growing it in North Dakota and how it could become, more well-grown, I guess, in the state of North Dakota. So you've been very active with that too, right?
Yeah. We sort of have been trying to get, it will be better for everyone if we get sort of an industry going, mm-hmm. and we could maybe share resources and infrastructure. So we've just been talking about it, trying to educate people, and there's been others too that have put in hop yards, and I know there's some people getting interested in planting larger acreages too. So that's been really exciting for hops in North Dakota.
Absolutely. Again, Lindsay Ostley joining us with Ostley Sunnyside Acres. So the third annual Hops Harvest Tour, you guys won't need to be doing any traveling this time. Individuals get to come to you, and this is coming up on August 26th, right?
Yes. It's a Saturday, and it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. The tour goes from 10 till noon, and then at noon we have a lunch and some live music. So it should be a good time, and we try to make it fun and interesting each year and make it better and better each year. So.
Yes, Lindsay Ostley again with Ostley Sunnyside Acres joining us here on Let's Talk About It. And so, Lindsay, we should talk a little bit then about what the day is going to consist of. Like you said, the tour kind of starts at 10 o'clock, and from there they'll get to tour your yard, but there's going to be a lot of different things from beer samples to even a book signing going on.
Oh, there's a new book that came out about North Dakota beer. So the author will be here signing books. We're just trying to make it a fun day. We also have somebody that's going to be here to do some kids activities. So mom and dad can go do the tour, and we'll have some things going on for the kids to do. So it should be a fun day. And Fargo Brewing is coming out. They're going to have some beer samples, which is, I think, usually people's favorite part of the day is the beer samples.
That's really the whole reason people come, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It just sounds like it's going to be an absolute blast. And I guess, Lindsay, what we should have also pointed out is, you're not that far away from Jamestown. You're kind of in between Jamestown and Carrington. That's where you guys are located at.
It's about a 35-minute drive from Jamestown. So it's a nice little day trip. Somebody looking to get out of town or, get out in the country, get outside, and it's really a scenic at our farm. The Pipestem Creek kind of wraps around our farmstead, so it's just a really pretty and peaceful place to be.
Beautiful. So. Beautiful. So this, again, the Hops Harvest Tour happening at Ostley's Sunnyside Acres, the third annual going on. Again, their farm, about a 35-minute drive, as she pointed out, from Jamestown, 9 miles south of Carrington. It's going on Saturday, August 26th. Lindsay, what's the cost to participate in this? Is there a price of admission for this?
Yes. The tickets are $25 for the adults, and that includes the tour and the lunch. And for children, it's $15, and that includes the activities in the morning and the lunch and the music and everything we've got going on. So we also, this year, will be opening our farm store for the first time, so we'll have some items for sale, some of the stuff we've grown on our farm, and some is just kind of unique things we've found from that are, have kind of a local connection to North Dakota or to agriculture. We're also going to be stocking some hops growing supplies because they can be sort of hard to get or sort of expensive, so we ordered some bulk quantities of things, and we're breaking it into smaller pieces so it's more accessible to people who want to try growing hops.
Oh man. Yeah. So if we have any listeners who are really gearing into possibly growing hops, it sounds like that's the stop they need to make coming up on August 26th. So Lindsay, you guys probably want people to RSVP as soon as possible, so you kind of have a rough number of how many people are going to be out there. Where can they go to sign up, register, or RSVP for the Hops Harvest Tour?
Yeah, we have a website set up where people can purchase tickets online. And if you go to our website, OstleyAcres.com/hops, OstleyAcres.com/hops. There's a link to buy tickets. You can also just give us a call or send us an email if you're not wanting to buy a ticket yet. And that'll just give us a better idea of how many to expect and how much food to have ready. So we'd really appreciate RSVPs, but you know, some people still just show up that day. So
sometimes that happens.
The more the merrier.
yeah, exactly. Perfect. Well, Lindsay, we appreciate you talking with us about the upcoming Hops Harvest Tour. Is there anything else you wanted to add about the Ostley Sunnyside Acres or about the Hops Harvest Tour coming up?
I think, you know, this year is just going to be kind of a big year for the event because we've kind of learned what works and what doesn't, and we're, like I said, opening the new farm store, so that's going to be really exciting, and, you know, it's just a really fun day, and we look forward to it because it's kind of the start of our hops harvest, and, you know, that's a pretty big deal for us, so it's kind of the climax of the season to get to harvest your crop. So
wonderful. Well, check it out.
The hops are looking good.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's good, especially considering the drought that North Dakota's been in for this year. So really good to hear that. So check it out. Yep. Hops Harvest Tour, August 26th at Ostley's Sunnyside Acres. And Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Yeah. Thank you so much.